will say we're learning Gevedeya, Simin, Kufhei, Se'if, Beis, and Se'if, Gimel. If you remember, the question relates to whether Kli Sheni is Maflet Umavliya. We had the Shulchan Aruch who paskens that we should be Machmir Lechatchila on Kli Sheni. Some of the Chevra pointed out that maybe the Ramah in Se'if Gimel disagrees, because the Ramah just says something to the effect of that Klisheni is going to be permitted. I noted yesterday that you have to look at the Ramah in Siman Samaches. So if you look in Siman Samaches, Se'if Yud Aleph, it's more in the Ramah that he says the same thing. That lechatchila were machmir on klisheni, so I don't think it's really, I don't think you can assume that the Ramah disagrees with the mechaber. And yesterday we tried to have a potential yishuv for the minhag ha'olam that we're making on klisheni, like we spoke about against the Rav Kiva Eiger. We wanted to say that maybe the Shach disagrees. That's yesterday's shiur. The larger issue, of course, that this connects to is whether the dinim of Bishul and Bliya are one and the same, which can be phrased in the sense of whether Shabbos is the same as Yerideya. But obviously, on Shabbos, the Kepeda is Bishul. I don't care about Bliyas on Shabbos, but Bishul, that's a big deal. That's awesome, right? When it comes to Yerideya, so one could argue that the Kepeda is on Bliyos rather than Bishul, and perhaps in that respect, there's a difference between Yerideya and Shabbos. This issue, whether Bliyos and Bishul are one and the same, we pointed out, is the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam regarding Ivri, right? That when the Gemara in Psachim says that although we paskin to Ta'agvar, right? We noted that Rashi paskin to Ta'agvar, even though that's the opinion of Shmuel, and we should follow Rabbi Isuri, but nonetheless, the Stama of the Sugya follows Shmuel, that's Ta'agvar. So the Gemara says, if you hold to Ta'a Gevara, if you have Cham Elyon, the Karatachdon, Adameka Leibola, and it's going to be Beleya Kdei Klipa. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Beleya over there means Bishul. It doesn't really mean Beleya. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam has the Shita that there is a din that Irui is Mevashel, at least the Chol HaPachos Kdei Klipa. That's the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam says that no, that Ivri has a din of a klisheni, meaning Ivri is not mevashel. Ivri is heter gomor on Shabbos. Ivri mikli rishon, coins Rashbam, no problem at all. The Rashbam is saying that when the Gemara in Pesachim says Adameker Bola, that means it's boleya. That there's a bliya, but there's no bishul. Iri fundamentally is a bliya, but it's not a. But there's no bishul in iri. That's the shita of the Rashbam. Again, this connects to our conversation about whether bishul and bliya are zehim or not. Right? The Machlokas Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam is precisely about that point. There are a number of other issues that relate to whether Amidame, Bishul and Shabbos to Bliyas by Basar B'Cholof. A number of other issues that are kedai to look into. We know that on Shabbos, we spoke about Klisheni is not Mevashel, right? There's a large discussion, however, what about a Davar Gush? What about a Davar Gush? Right, Tosfos writes in Shabbos on Daf Mem that the reason why Klisheni is not Mevashel is because Bishul requires Dofnosov Chamim. Right, a Kli Rishon, because it was on the fire, so the walls of the Keli are hot. Since the laws of the Keli are hot, the Kli Rishon can be Mevashel afterwards. But a Kli Sheni, by definition, the laws of the Keli are not hot. So therefore, there is no Bishul in a Kli Sheni. That's the Sheet of Tosis on Daf Mem. Based on this idea, the Shach in Se'if Katin Ches quotes that you could argue on a Ramah. Let's go slowly. The Ramah writes in Se'if Gimel that if you have a piece of meat that's kvar munach the kli sheni, that's already in the kli sheni, so the Ramah writes that that's called a kli sheni. That's the Pashtus, right? If you have a piece of meat that's in the kli sheni, it has the din of a kli sheni. If you feel that the Ramah might not say this, so let me share with you the Darkei Moshe, where the Darkei Moshe is explicit about this Nakuda, that if it is Natlai Min Ha'esh and Samuhu Kvar B'Kli Sheni, Vadei Eino Oser Klal, the Fimada Kaimalon, Kli Sheni Eino Mevasho. And that's like the first five lines in the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe Ostalat. Kli Sheni is not Mevasho. If I have a hot piece of meat that is put in a Kli Sheni, there's going to be no Bishul. That's the Ramah. And Me'ikar Hadin, we assume that there's no Blias in the Kli Sheni. Also, like we spoke about in Sif Beis, L'chatchila or Machmir, but B'diyah, but it's going to be okay. Me'ikar Hadin, there's no Blias in the Kli Sheni as well. And the Ramah holds that a piece of meat, which is a Dover Gush, it's a thick substance, the Dover Gush is not Mevashel in a Kli Sheni. That's the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah has this Shita as well in Sadi Dalid Se'if Zayin. The case over there is, if I have a piece of hot meat, and I cut my piece of hot meat with a Sakin Choleves. Now, you cut your piece of hot meat with a milchige knife. So the Ramah writes that if the meat is in a Kli Rishon, and if the sakin is a ben yoimai, and there's no shishim kineged the sakin, it's all usser. But if the meat is in a Kli Sheni, state Ramah, it's okay. Right, so the Ramah holds that a davar gush in a Kli Sheni is a Kli Sheni. Comes along the Shach, and by the way, and this is also found in the Taz, in Sadi Dalad Os Yud Dalad, although slightly different than the Shach's presentation by us. The Shach in Os Ches Tainas, that Das HaMaharshal B'Isra V'Heter Shalom U'B'Sifra Perakol HaBasar Simen Ayin Aleph D'B'Dover Gush K'Gon Chatichas Basar O Dag O Orez O Dochen D'Marin Cham Min HaKedera Im HaYad Zoladis Bo Dino La'Olam K'Kli Rishon. The Maharshal says that a Dover Gush is considered a Kli Rishon. The Svara for this is that since Tosis in Parakira says that the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni relates to the Defanos, which they are Mechamamos or not, so therefore a Davar Gush, which there is no impact from the Defanos, so a Davar Gush in a Kli Sheni is going to have a din of a Kli Rishon. That's what the Maharshal writes in the Sefer, in his Isser V'Heter Shalom. What's the Isser V'Heter Shalom, by the way? So on the Shari Dura, right? The Shari Dura is a Sefer on Kashrus, basically, a little bit on Nida. The Shari Dura is a Yitzchok of Dura, Ashkenaz Rishon. He, like the Ramah, lives off of these people. In the Shari Dura, in Klal Nun Aleph, So ice base in the Maharshal, the Isser Beheter Shalom of the Maharshal is the Mechonos and Atera Shlomo, which is printed on the bottom of the Shari Dura. Ateres Shlomo is Maharshal. Right? So Maharshal writes that Dover Gush is a problem. That's what Maharshal says. The Shach goes on and he writes that not only is the Maharshal, he writes V'chein Kasav Be'iser V'Heter Klalam Edvav Din Zayin De'Bedaver Yavesh Leko Defanos Hamekarois U'Mevasha La'Olam Kozman Shayatzol Adesvav. Right? So the Shach says that the Maharshal and the Iser V'Heter both say the same thing, that Dovar Gush, in a klisheni, is going to be mevashel. The problem is that when you get beneath the hood and you look in the Maharshal and the Iser Beheter, you notice some slight differences. Reb Feivel points this out from the Achronim, right? Meaning, when I say that Dovar Gush is a problem, right? Is that only a problem in Yerideya, in Iser V'Heter? Or when I say Dover Gush is a problem, is that a problem in Hilchos Shabbos also? Meaning to say, let's assume for the time being that ketchup is considered a Dover Lach, right? And by a Dover Lach, we say that there is Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol. So am I allowed to put ketchup on a hot potato on Shabbos? So that's a shaila. The Magen Avraham is Machmir, the end of Shin Yud Ches in Or HaChaim. The Mishneh Brura is Machmir in Shin Yud Ches. Mishneh Brura says that Dovar Gush is Mevashel on Shabbos. However, in the Minchas Yaakov, on the Torah's Chatos, remember the Torah's Chatos is the Ramah's book on Kashrus itself, Lamed Gimel Os Gimel, in the Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov writes that this din... What? The Torah's Chatas is Klal Lamed Gimel. The Minchas Yaakov is Eis Gimel in Klal Lamed Gimel. Minchas Yaakov is a commentary on the Torah's Chatas. Minchas Yaakov writes that in his opinion, Dover Gush is a din only in Iser V'Heter. It's not a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Zosa Meres, Dover Gush creates Blias, but doesn't create Bishels. That's what he says. Right, that's, so the Tosis in Shabbos Daf Mem, that, yeah. So the Shaila is, you know, when I say this between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, and I have a reason for that difference, is that reason like governing? Right? Meaning to say, first of all, there are many other reasons in Rishonim for distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. We could talk about that. I hope we will talk about that soon. But the larger issue is that, yeah, Tosis is just saying that there is a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. But it could be that that difference is based on Rove of the time. But maybe there are going to be times when there is no difference. Okay, that's the right, that's a possibility. Right? You're right. From Tosis itself, you do get the impression that the Dover Gush is correct. But obviously the Ramah doesn't hold that way, no? The Ramah says Dover Gush and the Kli Sheni is a Kli Sheni. So what's the story over here? So if you get beneath the hood, so if you look in the Sefer Iser V'Heter, the Minchas Yaakov over there already pointed out this Iser V'Heter. The Iser V'Heter writes that in that case where you cut a piece of fleishiks in a klisheni, you cut it with a milchige knife, Minchas Yaakov writes that it's Bailea Bakulo, and it's Mevashel, and the knife becomes Aser Behanah. right? The meat's also bound down, the knife is also bound down. That means it's mamish mevashel, right? In order to have basar b'chalav that's asr b'hana'ah, you need real bishul. By the way, this also sounds like tzli is dino kibishul with respect to basar b'chalav. Look back at our shiurim from Pei Zayin, no? But the isr v'heter ha'aruch, klal lamed vav ois zayin, im ein shishim ha'basar asr b'hanu'ah. Thus meant, it's bishul. The just let me finish the thought. The Maharshal sounds like if you have a Dover Gush, he says it's mafla to mafliya. He doesn't say it's bishul. The Maharshal does not say it's bishul. Kain mol nishtin Maharshal. Right, so the Minchas Yaakov, when he says that Dover Gush is only an Ishun Yerideya, it's not an Ishun Hilcha Shabbos, the Minchas Yaakov seems to be like the Maharshal, whereas the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and Hilcha Shabbos, they seem to be following the Shita of the Isser V'Heter that is really Bishul Noah.
I just wanted to repeat the case of
this rather. I cut, same case in the Ramah on Sadi Dalek. I cut a hot piece of meat that's in the Kli Sheni. I cut that meat with a Milchiga knife. The Ramah is Mekel, because the Ramah says meat in a Kli Sheni is a Kli Sheni. Isra Heter is Machmir. But not only is Isra Heter Machmir, he's Machmir that becomes Asr Bahana'a. That's his Lashon. Right? To say that becomes Asr Bahana'a means that there's really Bishul. And it becomes basar b'chalav mash, and it's basar b'hana'ah. If it's just going to be a pliya, so it would be some sort of basar b'chalav midrabanan, which is not going to be basar b'hana'ah. Right? So the Isser v'heter is saying that it's mevashel. The Maharshal never says it's mevashel. There is, by the way, the Minchas Yaakov points out, there's another line in the same Isser v'heter, where he says it's mafatu mavliya. He doesn't say it's mevashel, but the... What's it called? The fact that he says that the sakin is that it, the meat is asur hana, it has to be that's mevashel. It's not shayach. It's not mevashel. That's what the Isser v'Heter said. This calendar.
Why does it matter in
that situation that's the klisheni? Well, that's the chiddush of the Isser v'Heter, that the hot piece of meat, even in the klisheni, dover gush is a problem. Point one. Point two, when I say Dover Gush is a problem, does that mean it's a problem only Le'inyin Bliya? Does it mean it's a problem even Le'inyin Bishul? Two nafgaminas between Bliya and Bishul. Is it permitted on Shabbos? Right? If it's just Bliya, it's permitted on Shabbos. Nafgamina number two, can you create Basar B'chol of Minatayra? Right? Two nafgaminas between Bliya and Bishul. And the Maharshal and the Isser V'Heter seem to be divided on this issue. There is also a difference that Reb Feivel points out in a little bit in the Biurim over here, but more so in Tzadi Daled, Se'if Zayin, in the Biurim over there, that the Maharshal and the Isser V'Heter seem to be giving slightly different reasons. The Maharshal writes that the reason why Dover Gush is different than, let's say, a Dover Nozol is because a Dover Nozol, the stuff gets all mixed around. So the liquid, right, some of it, let's say, is going to be hot, but some of it is going to be cooled down by the defanos of the Kli Sheni, and then everything gets mixed around. So therefore, it's all going to be okay. A Dover Gush, it doesn't get mixed around. So therefore, even though it's touching the defanos, and the defanos taka cool off the outside of the meat, but the inside of the meat remains intact. That's the way the Maharshal says it. The Isser, the Heter, says it's simply the way we began, meaning that the defanos do not have any influence on the Dover Gush. Right? That's a slightly different nusach. A nafgamina between these nuschaos is as follows. Rice. Is rice considered a davar gosh, no? So I have a clump of rice. I don't know how many of you have ever seen rice, but rice is not like a clump of meat, right? Rice is lots of different grains, but they blob together, so to speak, but it remains different grains. The Mahar Shal is Mahmir on Erez, right? The Mahar Shal said, one second, the Mahar Shal says that the Svara for Dovar Gush is that Dovar Gush, as opposed to a liquid, everything is Ma'urav, everything gets mixed up together. By Erez, everything doesn't get mixed up together. The stuff that touches the dolphin touches the dolphin. The stuff that's in the middle is uninfluenced. There's no flow between one and the other, right? That's what the Mahar Shal says. So Mamela Orez would be Dino Kikli Rishon. It's like a Davar Gush. By the way, if you look, the Nusach of the Mahar Shal is quoted word for word in the Taz there in Sadi Dalid Yud Dalid. The Isser V'Heter might say that no. Lav Dafka is Erez considered a Lav Dafka is Erez considered a Davar Gush, because ultimately by the Erez, the Defanos, which are Mekarerais, the end of the Erez, those Defanos, what? Do they have influence on the Erez in the middle? Right? The Isser V'Heter is saying that what? That when something, a Davar Gush, is in a Klisheni, so do the Defanos influence the stuff in the middle? The influence has nothing to do with whether this stuff gets mixed around. The influence is that does it touch the daifin? So only the chelek on the outside touches the dolphin, only the grains of rice on the outside. So therefore, what? The stuff in the middle is going to... You're saying that, well, both according to the Isser V'Heter and according to the Mahar Shal, the Erez should be a Dino Kedavra? According to Mahar Shal, we should make a why?
The whole idea is that inside you can see it on rice.
And if I have liquidy rice.
Yeah.
If I have liquidy rice, oh, right, that's where it goes.
Because it's separate, it's a bunch of separate things. Yeah. So there's no unified thing that's going to hold the seed in the middle.
So therefore, it is... So therefore, he's Mekel.
As opposed to
Mahar Shal, is going to be Mahmir. The Isser V'Heter is going to be Mahmir, because Isser V'Heter is going to say that the Defanos only impact the outermost stuff, but the area in the middle, the Defanos have no connection to. That's what you're saying? The Mahar Shal is saying that's based on the Urav. So the Mahar Shal, let's go slowly. Lo shayach klisheni el b'mayim v'rotav v'davar hatzalo shemis arev miyad v'niskareir mehera. This is the Mahar Shal. Aval, it's not shayach b'chatichas dag v'chol davar shu gush, because by those things the yad soledes is omi b'chamim muso. Umishum hachi nira de dochen v'orez gamkein achar shenis aru mikadeir l'toch ka'ara. Right, that a liquid that gets all, right, you know, it depends, I guess, how compacted the rice is, right? The liquid, the rice is going to be all mixed around. So therefore, it is not a, the liquid, again, if it's liquidy rice, so therefore it's not a davar gush. But if it is oirez and daichin, which is not liquidy, right? So Maharshal says that that's considered a kli rishon.
The Maharshal says the
svara
of mixing?
The Maharshal says the svara of mixing, yeah.
Maharshal
says the svara of mixing.
The mixing even for...
My kol davar tzolol, shenis arev miyad, ke'achas, v'nis karer mehera. However, right? O dofchen ba'orez achar shenis aru mikadeira l'tocha ka'ora kosan shayad zoledes ba chamin hen kikli rishon. Right, so the Maharshal is saying, that what? That the orez and the dofchen has a din of a kli rishon. The Isser v'heter never says that oirez is considered a kli rishon. Why is that? Because according to the Isser v'heter, the defanos are only going to cool down the... Right, each unit is like separate. Is that true?
For rice.
Right, for the rice. Each, and therefore, only the chelak of the rice, it's mamish touching the defanos. One second.
No, but since there are individual units that are going to be mutter by touching the wall, so then that could dissipate through the whole cleat. I mean, you can't ignore the defanos.
No one's...
The rice that's touching the defanos, because those pieces of rice are separate, and therefore they're definitely mutter, and they're not mabasha. I mean, when you have a davar gush, so the whole unit still can...
The whole unit is together, so the unit contains heat.
But since everything is separate, but, and the outside is definitely cool.
Right. In other words, according to the Isser v'Heter, it's a separate, each grain of rice is like a separate unit. So memela, you can't say that it retains its heat, right? That's the basic yesod. According to the Maharshal, the issue is, does it get diffused? So by rice, it doesn't really get diffused. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Sadi Daled, Os Zayin, he quotes an arichos about these types of things. Let's say you have a davar gush that is mixed inside water, right? Or that type of situation, can you be mekel over there? So that also relates to this. To this svara.
So
would this
rather say it's mutter?
The Isser v'Heter does not say rice is usser. Right? The Maharshal says rice is usser. Because according to Maharshal, the kula is when it all diffuses. By the rice, it doesn't all diffuse. I think so.
Would we say there's a nafkamina about rice? As the longer you cook it, the more rice becomes a glass.
Again, so maybe there's a difference between like very liquidy rice and...
Forget liquid. The more you cook rice...
Understood. That's what I mean by very liquidy. Right, that's what I mean.
So this method is make it completely
orez. The Isser v'Heter doesn't say beferish that orez is mutter, but he doesn't say it's usser. The Maharshal says
because it touches, because it flows into the bowl.
Correct. And a nafkamina, like we pointed out, is whether the din would be true klape kochas shabbos. The gra. The gra writes that the Gemara, the meaning of Koha Basar, discusses what's the Isser of having Basar and Gvina on the same Shulchan. Right? Sof, it's a klisheni, the Gemara says. So Gemara answers, Gezerah Shemayala be'ofis Reseach. Now, if you hold of Dover Gush, why is it not going to be a problem? So that's one of the rayas that the Gra has, that we deny Dover Gush and Gansen. Right? The Gra has this raya, L'cha'ora. One could argue that over there the concern is Bishul Basar B'cholov. For Bishul, you need Shemayala B'Ofis Reseach. If I have just a Dover Gush, so Dover Gush is not Mevashel. If you hold like the Minchas Yaakov, Dover Gush is only Mafot to Mavliya, it's not Mevashel. So Memela, the Gemara has to say Gezer Shemayala B'Ofis Reseach. Because if it's just a Dover Gush, there won't be the Gezeira of Hala'a Ahashulchan, because by a Dover Gush, there's going to be no Bishul Basar B'cholov. But by Ilfis Roseach, there will be a Bishul of Basar B'cholov. That, I think, is a potential way to deflect the Gra's Raya from Shemayala B'Ofis Reseach. Do I compare Bishul of Basar B'cholov to Bishul of Shabbos, or do I compare Blias, etc.? So let's take a step further. In Hilchos Shabbos, we know that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but there are certain things called Kalei HaBishul, and Kli Sheni is Mevashel, those Kalei HaBishuls, right? Remember that? Dag Maliach, Koyas HaIspinin, that these things are a problem, even in the Kli Sheni. The Mishneh Berurah and the Chazon Ish disagree about how broadly we take this category of Kli Sheni, meaning the Gemara says that there are certain things which are definitely not nisbashel in a Kli Sheni. Mayim, Shemen. I saw yesterday that the Mordechai adds Yayim. These things are what's called Chomrei HaBishul. We have other things, Dag Maliach, Koyas HaIspin, and they're called Kalei HaBishul. There's a heck of a lot of space between those things. What about the rest of the world? So the Mishneh Berurah broadens the category of Kalei HaBishul, and he says anything that you're not sure about, Zach the Mishneh Berurah has a din of Kalei HaBishul. The Chazon Ish is mitzamtzem the category of Kalei HaBishul. Chazon Ish says only those things that you know in Shas are Kalei HaBishul, only those things have a din of Kalei HaBishul. The Chazon Ish's raya to be mitzamtzem, to limit the category of Kalei HaBishul, is the Chazon Ish, right? This is Orachayim, Simin Nun Beis, Os Yud Ches, and Os Yud Tes, very famous Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, I see by Basar B'cholov, and I forget Basar, I see by Isser V'Heter, that we pass him a Ikar Hedin, Kli Sheni, is okay, right? B'di Yevin, it's okay. That means me Ikar Hedin, it's okay. You could have certain things, like Peros of Arla. According to the Mishneh Berurah, those fruits are Kalei HaBishul. Therefore, we should answer it in the Kli Sheni. Yet we are so same that Kli Sheni is mutter. Obviously, that means that, says the Chazon Ish, a mitzamtzem the category of Kalei HaBishul, and he's bringing a raya from Isser V'Heter to the category of Shabbos. The Chazon Ish writes that Basar B'cholov, you could have meat, which is taka cooked already, and it's going to be very easy to cook again. Cholov, right? One could argue that's also a Kalei HaBishul. But says the Chazon Ish, I see that the category of Kalei HaBishul is limited to Dag Maliach and Koyas HaIspinin, and his raya is from Isser V'Heter, meaning the Chazon Ish is equating the dinim of Isser V'Heter with the dinim of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berura might say, no, dude, don't make any equation. Right? The Mishnah Berura might say, yeah, in Isser V'Heter Taka, we deny the category of Kali Habishal, or we limit the category of Kali Habishal. But in Hilcha Shabbos, the Mishnah Berura broadens that category. This is probably the same issue as to whether Shabbos is the same as Isser V'Heter, but we now have that issue going in two different directions, right? By Kli Sheni, we are more machmir in Isser V'Heter than we are by Bishul B'Shabbos, right? By Dover Gush, according to the Minchas Yaakov, I'm more machmir by Isser V'Heter than I am by Bishul. On the other hand, I have a svara to be more makel by Isser V'Heter than I am by Shabbos with respect to Kali HaBishul, right? That could be that Kali HaBishul is a chumra in Hilchos Shabbos that does not carry over to Isser V'Heter. And again, that would probably be the way the Mishnah Berura learns, but the Chazon Ish does not learn that way, etc. Yeah.
Can we repeat
the Makar, the Chazon Ish says, I have a raya from Isser V'Heter that, let's say, Peiros of Orla are not called Kali HaBishul. So therefore, the Kali HaBishul is only those things which are in Shas. Dag Maliyah, Koyas Ispinin, he shows that Beitza is also Kali HaBishul, but anything else is not Kali HaBishul. That's what the Chazon Ish says. So Chazon Ish is learning from Isser V'Heter to Hilchos Shabbos, right? We could argue that no, even though in Isser V'Heter I am Makel, that I don't have Kali HaBishul, but that's because Isser V'Heter is based on the Blias. On Shabbos, maybe the Kali HaBishul is Mevashel easier, right? We could say this same Chiluk in two opposite directions.
Where is it
in Morchai? The
Chazon
Ish? Yeah. Simen Nun Beis, Os Yud Ches, and Os Yud Ches. Oh. We have a chumra that the Shach in the end of Os Hey quotes another chumra from the Maharshal. The Shach at the end of Os Hey quotes that the Maharshal taines that if you have a Kli Rishon that has water, even if the water is not Yad Sayma Despoy, it's going to be a problem. The Shach writes, Kochom she'ena yad soled espo, even in the Kli Rishon is going to be okay. And he says that there's one Maharshal who says this. However, the Maharshal writes, Mistafino lahakal b'Kli Rishon she'omer ha'esh kol zman shehu cham afal pi she'eno yad soled espo. The asu harchaka l'kli rishon, v'lo asu harchaka l'kli sheni. Right? That's what the Maharshal says. Meaning, kli rishon, even if it's not yad soled espo, you should be machmir on. That's what Maharshal says. The Shach writes that I don't understand the Maharshal because the Yerushalmi says, Asu harchaka l'kli rishon she'en hayad sholet espo. Meaning that kli rishon she'en hayad sholetes, en hayad sholetes is the same as saying yad soletes. So they make a harchaka on a kli rishon that is yad soletes. This is Yerushalmi nosach, because Yerushalmi holds that for bishol, you require kosha eish holech tachtov. To be bishul min ha-toira, it has to be that it's a kli rishon agave ha-eish. Asu harchaka l'kli rishon she'en hayad sholetes. That's what the Shach says. But the Maharshal is saying the harchaka is a kli rishon she'en hayad soletes. The Shach concludes that you should be machmir like this, even though Shar HaPoskim are not machmir. Meaning a Kli Rishon that's not Yad Seyadas is going to be a problem. That's what the Maharshal says. The Shach disagrees. Now, what's interesting over here is that the same Yerushalmi of Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, V'lo Asu Harchaka L'Kli Sheni, the same Yerushalmi appears in Perek Dalet of Maisris. The Yerushalmi is in Perek Kira, and it's in Perek Dalet of Maisris. This Yerushalmi is the source of the famous Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam writes that the din that there's a bishul with Yad Soledes, Yad Soledes, remember, means, let's say, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. The din that there's bishul with Yad Soledes is fundamentally a drabonim. Min ha-Taira, the only real bishul is Yad Nichfes Bo, a higher temperature. Right? Yad Soledes means that Kreis HaShotinok, that the baby's stomach is going to get some burn. Babies are much more sensitive. Do not try this at home. But babies are much more sensitive than adults. An adult can handle a higher temperature. The Chaya Adam Tainus, that the only thing that's really Bishul Min HaTorah, the Shvi Sassar Shabbos points this out in his Hakdama to Bishul, the only thing that's really Bishul Min HaTorah is Yad Nichfes Bo. Based on this, the Chaya Adam is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, that in Hilcha Shabbos, we're machmir on Yad Nichves Bo. And based on this, the Chazon Ish says, I undermined my entire Kula. You thought you got a Kula from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish is mitzamtzein. He limits what's called Kali Abishol. Chazon Ish is saying, no, 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 really I'm machmir, that you should not put anything in the Kli Sheni. One reason he's machmir is because a Kli Sheni might be Mexican with Asha, like Taisa says on Lamed Ches of Shabbos. Another reason why the Chazon Ish is machmir is because the Chaya Adam says Yad Nechfes Bo is a problem.
Yad Nechfes Bo is higher than
Yad Nechfes is higher than Yad Soledes. Yad Soledes is at the low temperatures, like 113. Yad Nechfes is a higher temperature. The Chazon Ish says, I'm not sure what's called Nechfes versus Soledes. Therefore, don't put anything in the Kli Sheni, because if it's Yad Nichves, everything is going to be a problem. And therefore, the Chazon Ish writes, I don't know the difference between Yad Sheni, between Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi, etc. I don't know what Yad Nichves Bo is. Therefore, even though you thought you had a Kula from the Chazon Ish, that he's Mitzamtzem, the category of Kali HaBishol, but Acharei Kechos HaKol, Chazon Ish is very machmir.
Meaning that even if it was Kli Shlishi, if it was Yad Nechfes,
that would be Shmona Zara. Correct. That's point one. And point two, the Chazon Ish says, I'm not sure what is called Yad Nechfes Bo. Now, what's interesting is that this is all coming from the same Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, not in a Kli Sheni. What does that Asu Harchaka in a Kli Rishon mean? So the Maharshal says it means that Kli Rishon, even if it's not Yad Soledes, is a problem. The Shas says it doesn't mean anything, right? It means Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, Sheni Yad Soledes, that's only within the Yerushalmi's world, that real Bishul happens only when it's Al Gabi Ha'esh Mamish. The Chaya Adam is saying that Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon means that a Kli Rishon, which is Yad Soledes, is a problem because that's a Harchaka. Me'ikar Hadin, only Yad Nichves is a problem. Lo Asu Harchaka L'Kli Sheni, meaning a Kli Sheni that's Yad Soledes, is going to be a Kula. Right? That's what the Chaya Adam writes. The Chaya, like, it's funny that the Mishnah Brura quotes that the Chaya Adam is going to be more machmir, but that's true. He's going to be more machmir if I have Yad Nichves, even the Kli Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, but he's going to be more megal right, that Yad Soledes is going to be, right, mutter in a Kli Sheni, right? That's what emerges from the Chaya Adam. The basic yesod I'm getting at is that they are, the Chaya Adam is saying a different pshat in this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that leads the Maharshal to his tremendous chumrah leads the Chaya Adam on some level to a kula, that the Chaya Adam is saying Kli Rishon with Yad Soledes is Drabonon, but also Harchaka, right? It's a Harchaka Midrabonon. That's what the Chaya Adam is saying. According to the Maharshal, right, the Yerushalmi is a Chumrah, according to Chaya Adam in some ways, the Yerushalmi is a Kula. This idea that the Harchaka is made in a Kli Rishon, not a Kli Sheni, this line in the Yerushalmi, the way we understood it according to the Shach is that Kli Rishon is only Bishol if it's Mamish Yad, if it's Mamish Hagabe Ha'esh. That's where the Shach seems to understand the Yerushalmi. Again, we don't have time to go into it now, but the Gra in Os Yud Gimel over here, the Gra says that when the Yerushalmi says that there's only Bishol Kosha Ish Holei Tachtav, that means Kosha Haya Ha'esh Holei Tachtav, meaning if there once, at one point, was a fire underneath it, then it's called a Kli Rishon. Right? But something that never had a fire underneath it is not a Kli Rishon. So effectively, the Yerushalmi is not saying anything different than everybody else. So B'kitzur HaMa'aseh, the larger issue as to whether I'm medame bishul to blia, meaning am I medame basar b'cholov, or am I medame iser v'heter to Shabbos? So this is relevant for Kli Sheni. It's relevant bigadol for the dinim of Iroi, where the Bli and Bishol are the same. It's relevant for Davar Gosh, according to the Minchas Yaakov. And perhaps it's also relevant or connected to this idea in the Yerushalmi of Asu Harchaka, right, etc. I should just note, by the way, that even though the Chazon Ish and Hilchos Shabbos says, what's it called? Even though the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shabbos says that we're matir yad dichbeis bo in Hilchos Shabbos, but the Chazon Ish in Maisris Perek Dalet thinks that the whole Chaya Adam is only a din in Maisris, and it does not carry over. There's a bit of a stira in the Chazon Ish, but that's for advanced Talmud.
So what do you mean it's only din in Maisris?
In other words, since Maisris, we have a halacha that there's kvius maisris. Kvius means that I can't eat arai from maisr once certain things happen. Kisimchas eish, kavosh, baba Shabbos, maliach. I forgot what the other ones are. It's chamin, kavosh, Shabbos, maliach, chamin, right, etc. So what's chamin, right? So the Yerushalmi says that it's yad nechves. The Chazanit, the Chaya Adam says, oh, that Yerushalmi about Yad Nechves, right, might be only, the Chazanit wants to say that the Yerushalmi about Yad Nechves is only by Maisris, because other things are Koveya, and it doesn't carry over anywhere else. This is against the Chazanit and Shabbos, who says that Yad Nechves applies everywhere. Okay, if you're confused, Chazar. Have a great day, guys. Have a good Shabbos.